Residents have bemoaned erratic nighttime water supply. Baolin residents call for additional ambulance to improve emergency response services. And in Africa news, Madagascar detains a French national over alleged plot to stir unrest. Good afternoon. It is Thursday, 30th April 2026, and to present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Summer residents of Chainda compound in Lusaka have expressed a concern over erratic water supply in the area, describing the situation as both challenging and inconvenient. The residents say water is only available at night between 22 hours and midnight, making it difficult for many households to access the commodity. They explain that the timing forces them to stay up later to fetch water, a situation they say is not only exhausting but also unsafe, especially for women, children and the elderly. They are now appealing to relevant authorities to address the problem and ensure a more reliable and a convenient water supply.
Chainda kuja kumanyua usi. Manzi ya bwela usiku every day. So it has my challenge.
Kwa suma tapashe by chance. Kwa zema bwela kuma 21, 22, 23. Ngati ya bwela kwa fast. Nishini 21.
Kwa ulofuno washa kupika tilibe bose wenye chela manzi. Boma itianganeko. So tipe mpako boma itianganeko. Chainda kumanyua usi. Na majangi ya menewa bwela alanga. Zipa ya kutapa manzi usiku. Manzi ya mapuache usiku weka wiki.
Kwa anda ya zienda usiku batu.
Residents of Baolin Township in Lusaka have appealed to authorities to provide an additional ambulance at their local health facility, citing serious challenges in accessing emergency services. The residents say the only available ambulance is not enough to service the growing population, especially during emergencies at night. They lament that in some cases, patients are forced to wait until the following day to be referred to other health facilities. They have also alleged that the same ambulance is being used to service another health facility outside Lusaka, making the situation even more difficult for Baolin residents. The community is now urging authorities to either procure another ambulance or detach the current one from the other facility, stating that one ambulance cannot adequately service two health centers at the same time.
Okay. ambulance in Butare. Ndiye mambo ya tango gani kwa ngrama, kwa mama mwana pewa kuchu kuyusi. So ambulance mwana kikuwa kwa kini.
Okay.
Mpendo wa support ame ambulance mwana, kwa kini juribe. Kwa sabi, chaenda jambulance kwa peshe kwa kuchisa.
Livestock farmers in Mukushi's Upper Lunsemfwa have raised a concern over the absence of veterinary services in the area, describing it as a major challenge for local livestock farmers. Speaking on behalf of fellow farmers, Mr. Yoven Mwape said they are struggling to access veterinary care as they are forced to travel long distances to Mukushi Boma whenever their animals are for sick. He has since appealed to the veterinary department to introduce regular outreach visits to remote areas at least once a month to provide essential animal health services and educate farmers on proper livestock management. Mr. Mwape says this would help improve animal health and reduce losses among farmers in the area.
Kwa sera kwa la sama nyere simbwa zena kukia pare ni siyanko kone cha ngombe na mwona pulino vuruwele hili hili mekionche kutangwa ni kumikushi so kwa kwa kitike ndi mbwa nga ni mbwa kwa kusenda kwa kusia kileta kuno kuvesi na lini mkushi la sama nyere kwa napala kwa kushupi kwako ngombe sine kire kwa hiko kwa vati ukushireta kuno kine kumikushi mkusa mkwa yomuti kula kwa kushupi kwako so kulo mba kuli badaba lore kia pati kwa kwa pampata mwela kia shireku kuchiku na kuhasaru nchengkwa kule isa mkula apitani nina kumuamu na makamaka nganimbwa mwaisa mwapitani na kushira shupa sana kushisenda nini kutina uteka yetu halishiwa mwakilinishi mbo kuteka shitatu na ngushiviri nomba shira shupi kwa nga shifuru kushisenda murodi na yae maonda ya fudide kutu nito kwa chini kutu wafungisha mkwenda mirema ni mture chadi kutebu avanti mirema barenda so tule.
Now, the Tobacco Free Association of Zambia has urged members of parliament to urgently pass the Tobacco Control Bill number 40 over 2025. Organization Executive Director Brenda Chitindi says Zambia is at a critical stage in its public health journey and must act now to protect future generations from dangers of tobacco use. She cited the United Kingdom's proposed tobacco and vapes bill as a model which seeks to create a tobacco-free generation by restricting tobacco sales to individuals born after January 1, 2008. Ms. Chitindi says the approach focuses on prevention rather than treatment and demonstrates a strong evidence-based leadership without criminalizing users. She has since called on lawmakers to prioritize the bill, describing it as vital to saving lives, reducing healthcare costs, and protecting young people.
The Tobacco Free Association of Zambia is calling on Zambian members of parliament to take bold and decisive action by passing the Tobacco Control Bill number 40 of 2005. Draw inspiration from the United Kingdom's landmark tobacco legislation. Zambia stands at a defining moment in its public health journey. We commend the United Kingdom for its historic tobacco and vapes bill, a transformative piece of legislation that is setting the pace globally in protecting future generations from the hands of tobacco.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, Tokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Lola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.